Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the City Council meeting on June 23rd, 2014. We're glad to see everyone here this evening. As we get ready to begin our meeting, I just want to let you know if you have a comment you want to make on the agenda, on the agenda item, you may certainly do that, make that comment. And we will begin now with council prayer and pledge of allegiance after that.
Dear loving and heavenly Father, thank you on behalf of all who are gathered here today for our many abundant blessings. We thank you for our lives and our health and for those of our families, friends, and loved ones. We pray that you help us to fulfill our calling and that we may have clear vision and wise judgment as we perform the duties before us this evening. We honor you for the opportunity to do this meaningful and important work, for the freedom you bestowed that we may provide for our own governance and that we may determine our own destiny. On behalf of each of us and for all of the people who labor in service to their fellow citizens here in Aiken, we ask that amid the conflicting interests and fears, you grant us wisdom. For the true needs of our fellow man, you grant us compassion. In pursuit of justice and rightness, you grant insatiable hunger. In judging what is good and right, you grant us confidence. In our work together, you grant us harmony, and in our lives and the lives of all your people, we ask that you grant us true peace. In closing, we also plead for your guiding and protecting hand to extend to our brave men and women in uniform, both at home and abroad, as well as those serving here within the city of Aiken, and for our leaders in Columbia and in Washington, D.C. All power and glory to you, our Father. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As we begin, there's one thing that has changed on our agenda over what it used to be, and I'm going to ask Attorney Gary if he would explain what that is.
Thank you, Mayor. Previously, Council had a policy where the agenda could be amended to or deleted from as you arrived at the Council meeting in the event something came up that was after the agenda had been put together and needed Council's attention on a short notice. This was something that Council had used sparingly in the past, but nevertheless it was something that Council needed to do from time to time. The South Carolina Court of Appeals heard a case involving the Saluda County Council that said that it was inappropriate for a city council to amend its agenda once the agenda had been set and published. Last week, the South Carolina Supreme Court reviewed the Court of Appeals decision and decided that the Court of Appeals decision was not correct. And the Supreme Court held that it was appropriate for a city council, once a public regular meeting had been properly noticed, it was appropriate for that city council to be able to amend its agenda if it believed that it was okay to do so. I know there was an article in the paper, and there appeared to be some concern that council may use that Supreme Court decision to decide to publish their meeting without publishing an agenda. Your city code actually requires you to have an agenda, and so I believe it's going to continue to be council's policy to publish that agenda. And now with the Supreme Court ruling, council knows that it's okay for them to modify the agenda once they have scheduled, properly noticed, a regularly scheduled meeting. Are there any questions about that from council?
Yes, it says in your memo there, the agenda could be amended, then it says, unless two members of the council object to the amendment.
That's what your city code says.
The city says that, but not the Supreme Court.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you, Gary.
Yes, sir.
Having said all that, do we have any additions or deletions from our agenda this evening? Okay, we'll move right on. The next item, the minutes. Consideration of the minutes of the special call meeting of June 6, 2014, the work session and regular meeting of June 9, 2014, and the special call meeting on June 16, 2014. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
I second.
Okay. Any discussion? If not, show of hands, please. Passes unanimously. Okay. Under presentations this evening, we have one, a presentation from the South Carolina Community Development Association. Mr. Bill Taylor is with us this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council.
Right here.
Over there.
You have a microphone that way.
I got you. Glad to be here. Again, my name is Bill Taylor. I'm one of the two field service managers with the Municipal Association of South Carolina. I serve 26 counties, 150 cities, basically the eastern half of the state. So my job is to provide technical assistance to you. But tonight I'm very glad to be here. I always love coming to Aiken. But I'm here to make a special presentation on behalf of the South Carolina Community Development Association. The Community Development Association is really an affiliate of our Municipal Association, and it really provides a forum for learning about community development process in South Carolina. The members include not only city officials, but county, regional, state community development professionals, employees of private companies with an interest in community development, elected officials, and volunteers. Each year, the Community Development Association presents the Award of Excellence to a community development project that has significantly improved the community and has served as a catalyst for further improvements in the area's quality of life. I'd like to thank Emery Langston for nominating the Aiken Safe Communities approach and for their delegation that drove all the way to Myrtle Beach to present this project. The members of the association, the Community Development Association, actually vote on these projects that were nominated for this award, and they did this on May 14th at Myrtle Beach. The Aiken Safe Communities approach is inspiring because it was started in response to a series of violent crimes involving Aiken public safety officers. It serves as a great example of a community coming together to improve the quality of life for its residents. This project is proof that developing long-term community partnerships and relationships helps to reduce violent crime in a community. The Aiken Safe Communities Project also serves as a model for other communities of how statewide and local law enforcement agencies can work together along with volunteer citizens to identify offenders in the community and get those offenders the necessary services, hopefully, to stop repeat offenses and reduce crime. So on behalf of the Municipal Association of South Carolina and the South Carolina Community Development Association, I'm pleased to present the 2014 Award of Excellence to the City of Aiken for the Aiken Safe Communities approach. And I would like to read the inscription. It is basically South Carolina Community Development Association 2014 Award of Excellence for Community Development Project, which has significantly improved the community and served as a catalyst for further improvements to the area's quality of life, presented to the City of Aiken for the Aiken Safe Communities approach. And Mayor, I'd like to present it to you and perhaps the other delegation members.
The Chief. Mr. Taylor, can they come forward?
Congratulations.
Cynthia.
Oh.
She's
going to
make some
Taylor, for being here. I just wanted to introduce the delegation that went to Myrtle Beach to both council and the audience here. First, Ms. Cynthia Mitchell, who is our community services coordinator. Emery Langston, City of Bacon. Sharon Rogers with United Way. Sharon, come on over. And Christopher Garris, who is our Aiken Safe Community Action Team member as well.
I'd just like to say on behalf of council, and each one of them can say what they would like to say also, we are so proud of this team and our public safety chief for what you're doing. It is wonderful what you're doing. And who would have thought as we got started on this the first time, and Bessie, you were part of this too, that it would have come to where it is now with so much progress.
Yes, sir.
And now you're going to other cities and telling them about it. Yes, right. Helping them. So I just thank you, and on behalf of the council as well, and for what you're doing to help make our community safe, and others as well. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Mayor.
See one thing before we get back to another item. I should have said this earlier, and that is that council is so pleased to have Roger LaDuke back with us, helping us. Go through a situation which none of us would want to go through. Anyway. So, Roger, we appreciate you being back with us. Okay,
thank you.
Okay. Under old business, first item, approval of appointments and discussion of appointees to various boards, commissions, and committees. Mr. Duke, please.
We have one appointment for you tonight and two reappointments. The appointment is for Beverly Clyburn to the Housing Authority and the reappointment of James Gallman to the Housing Authority and the reappointment of Andrew Boynton to the Building Codes Appeal. So these, you can take them all together or individually, okay. Whichever you like.
All together. Do we have approval?
I so moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second, Mr. Mayor.
Second. Any comments? If not, show of hands, please. Okay. How about nominations for our next meeting?
Mayor, I'd like to appoint John Brett as to the Building Code Appeals Committee.
Okay. And, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to nominate, reappoint Susan Victor to the Accommodations Tax Committee.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to reappoint Judy Sennett to the Community Development Committee.
Okay. All right. They will be on our agenda for our next meeting. Item 2, it's the second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to annex property at 419 Pine Avenue and zone it RS6 residential single family. Do we have a motion and a second? No.
No, that's fine.
Excuse me. Do we have a motion?
Yeah, I so move the approved the second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to annex property at 419 Pine Avenue and zone of RS6 residential single family.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I second.
A second. Any discussion? If not, show of hands, please. All in favor? Passes unanimously. Item 3 is the second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to amend the budget regarding chipping of winter storm packs debris. Mr. LaDuke.
We have several budget amendments that you approved on first reading last week. The first one is concerning the chipping that we originally had an expenditure of $195,416.55. We have determined the chipping cost will now be $294,865.52, and we are asking that you approve this on second reading tonight.
Okay. So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second. Okay. We have a second. Any discussion? If not, show hands, please. Passes unanimously. Item 4 is a second reading public hearing of an ordinance to amend the budget regarding hauling of winter storm packs debris. Mr. LeBoux, please.
Yes, sir. This is similar to the other one. We're a little bit uncertain as to the exact amount of hauling that we still have, but the original proposal or expenditure was for $24,879.25, and we are now estimating that the hauling and loading should not exceed $125,000. So we're asking again that you make this amendment ordinance that you had in May with the second reading and public hearing tonight.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do we have a motion and second?
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve mission and approval to amend ordinance number 051220148 at this meeting.
Second.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, show hands, please. Passes unanimously. Item 5 is the second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to amend the budget regarding removal of hangars in city parkways. Mr. LeDuc.
Yes, sir. On June 12th, there was a bid opening. At the last meeting, you discussed awarding this to the low bidder of Garland Construction for the city parkways at $45 per tree. We're estimating that at $45,000. And then there will be some monitoring that will go along with those expenses. You approved this at the last meeting, so we're asking for second reading approval tonight.
Okay. Do we have a motion? Second.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I make a motion that we approve the second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to amend the budget regarding removal of hangars in the city parkways.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second. Okay. Any discussion? If not, show of hands, please. All in favor? Passes unanimously. Item 6 is a second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to amend the 2013-14 budget regarding removal of hangars and leaners in parks and city street right-of-ways from winter storm packs. Mr. LeDuc, please.
Yes. The last motion that you made concerning the leaners and hangars was for the parkways. This is for all the other areas in the city that there may be leaners and hangars, including some of the city parks. We are recommending that we sign on to the Aiken County Agreement with Southern Disaster Recovery. You approve this on first reading. We would go ahead and do the monitoring with city staff. Altogether, we feel the estimate would be approximately $513,500, and we're asking for your approval of that tonight so that we could move forward with this work. We do have a deadline of August 8th to get the 75% reimbursement, so this is an item that will be started immediately.
Okay, so thank you. Do we have a motion and second?
Yeah, I move we amend the fiscal 2013-14 budget, remove leaners and hangers from city parks and street rights away caused by winter storm packs.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
I have one comment, please, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
I guess request through the city manager that at the July 14th meeting that Mr. Coakley and or Mr. Stewart give us a kind of a detailed report of where we stand on all of these contracts, because August the 8th is pretty soon by that, and by that time we should have a pretty good readout on how we're progressing in that and how our budgets are and if there's any other things that need to be revised to cover the cost. So that'd be for the July 14th as a for information item to be presented to council.
Okay, sir.
Could I also just recommend that within that report we also list any disbursements we may have concerning overtime, payments to other cities, so that you'll get a complete report?
Yeah, a complete report would be good because that gives us time to react. Okay. For anything that we need to do to close out the storm debris pickup. So thanks for that addition.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Let's go. Excuse me? Okay.
Sure.
We've got a motion and second. Any other comments? Show of hands, please. One second. Okay. Passes unanimously.
Roger, just for the record, I think we, at our first reading, we talked about this possibly. All these expenditures have an estimated cost of about $1 million or close to it.
We are estimating that when we look at the expenditures that would be over and above what's in the budget versus the revenues that we're anticipating. As all of you know, the state of South Carolina at this point in time is not planning on reimbursing us for any of the match money or that 25%. When we have reviewed this, and we'll give a better update on July 14th, but it appears that there's enough money in there to pay off all of our expenses and still have about $500,000 left over.
Okay. Item 7, second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to set the tax millage rate for fiscal year 2014-15. Mr. Leduc.
Every year, council approves a millage rate that is then given to the county and appears for any vehicle taxes, any personal taxes that people have to pay. Our millage rate is currently at 62 mils. In the current budget that you'll be receiving at the next item, we are recommending that there be no millage increase for next year and that we stay at 62 mils.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Do we have a motion and second for approval?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Discussion?
Well, I think it's wise to point out that we're holding a line on the millage rate increase, but we're doing so by using monies that we normally wouldn't want to use. But it's important not to increase the millage rate until we've done all that we can to make sure that we're effectively using our money.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Any other comments? If not, show of hands, please. All in favor? Okay, passes unanimously. Item 8 is the second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to adopt a budget for fiscal year 2014-2015. Mr. Leduc, please.
We went through the first page and a half rather quickly. This is going to take a little bit more time to go through the second reading. As Councilmember Duar said, right now we are taking the budget, we're making several modifications to it that we discussed in the work session earlier tonight, with the idea of passing a budget, but then going back at a later date, hopefully late summer, early fall, and analyzing what expenditures versus what revenues we may want to make a budget adjustment to. Currently, we are going to be recommending tonight that we use some one-time reserves to balance the budget. That's okay, but you cannot continue to using reserves to balance a budget. And eventually, you either need to decrease the expenditures or raise the revenues, or both. So tonight, what we have within this budget that's being presented to you would be that there would be no millage or fee increase at this point in time. You could always go back at a later date and make those adjustments to the revenue. We are going to be using some of the FEMA funds that we anticipate receiving. So within the budget, there's a line item for FEMA of $477,100. So $477,100. And we have tied to that several line items within the budget that we're going to be using that money for. We are also proposing that the council would have a hiring freeze for all positions that are currently proposed in the budget and for all positions that are currently open. Now, in stating that there would be a hiring freeze, that does not mean that we, when I say we, I'm talking about the department heads or myself, could come back to council at a later date and ask that this hiring freeze be taken off or removed for a position in public safety or a position in public works or a position in recreation. But at this point in time, there would be a freeze on the filling of all positions. And the ones that were in the budget, those would be frozen also. So those salaries were taken out of the proposed budget. Same thing for capital items. The budget for both utilities and the general fund were reduced by about $500,000 on capital items, whether they be for vehicles, equipment, or buildings, were reduced, and the depreciation funds that accompany that were also eliminated. Within this, we are also stating to all the departments that any capital item that is currently in the budget that would be approved tonight, prior to that vehicle or piece of equipment or work on any building be completed or started, would be needing prior approval from the city manager or the assistant city manager. They just could not automatically go out and purchase that capital item, which is typically what you would have once a budget's been approved. We are also stating that typically in a budget year you have some leftover funds. If we see that those leftover funds are sufficient and the revenues that we anticipate coming in later this year through business license and taxes, that we hope to be able to make a recommendation to you that if we see sufficient funds within those areas, that council may consider some kind of a adjustment to those salaries, but only if we find the revenues are adequate to do that. And I know last year council gave a bonus in December, and we're hoping that some kind of adjustment could be made similar to that. The recommendation that we're making tonight to council is that in the public safety area, that all salaries at a base level would go from the current level for an entry level to $38,589. So the entry level would be raised by $3,146. That means that several other positions that are not entry level would also have an accompanying raise to adjust salaries accordingly. That would come with our next salary, or would come with our next payroll, which I believe is July 12th. I'm looking for Kim. Okay. That would give us time to sit down with the public safety director and staff to make the necessary adjustments to the affected certified officers. We are also within the budget proposing that council would consider a $500 increase to all individuals in October. So that $500 increase, if a person was making $20,000 currently, then in October their salary would be raised to $20,500. Or if it's $30,000, it's $30,500. So it would be a $500 increase. One of the reasons we're recommending a $500 versus a percentage is currently the salary structure per classification is very broad, and we're trying to narrow that down and get some of the lower level employees at a higher level. And so they get a higher percentage than the ones at the upper level would be receiving.
He said, as long as it's a percentage, it's okay.
Yeah, I don't understand how you narrow it down if you give everybody the same.
If a person was making $50,000 and they got a $500 increase, they'd be having 1%.
Okay, percentage-wise. Okay.
Percentage-wise, they get a higher percent.
Percentage, but not otherwise.
But not otherwise. Okay. Thank you for the clarification. With that proposal for the public safety and the salary adjustments and balancing budget, we would be using funds from the unrestricted holding account of $432,807. That is why later this year, and when I say later, we're talking in the next few months, we need to start looking at what expenditures can we lower, and if we can't come up with those expenditures, then we're going to have to look at what revenues are going to have to increase. That's why Councilman Dewar said taxes right now are not in the budget, but we may have to raise something later on. We can't continue to use that $432,000 to balance the budget. So that's essentially what we're trying to do here tonight so that we can move things forward. So for council consideration, we would like to do this. We would like to also, though, make a few modifications to the ordinance that you had before you, and hopefully I can get these all correct. that when you get this budget, which is the budget that you received earlier, we will go ahead and put the changes that council approved tonight, each line item. We will also, when you get this, which will probably be sometime in August, there will be another column that will list the actual expenditures for this current fiscal year, 2013-2014 budget year. Those adjustments will be made within it, and I'm trying to look for the list here. Gary, can you help me?
Gary has it there.
Oh, here it is, right here. Yeah, you got it too. So those two changes would be in there. We are also going to go ahead, the first several pages in the budget message pages 4 to 15 will be adjusted to reflect the new numbers, and the graphs will be adjusted to reflect what was spent or going to be spent appropriately. And we are also going to modify line 4A, which will state that instead of coming back just at the end of the fiscal year with any line item changes, that any time a line item reaches 20% above what was budgeted, we will bring that information back to council for their review. And I believe, Gary, is that the only changes? Okay. So for your consideration tonight, this is second reading and public hearing on the fiscal year budget 2014-2015, as we outlined in the discussion that I just gave you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do we have a motion and a second for approval?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
I second.
Okay. Discussion?
If I may, so we're clear on the motion, when you say so moved, taking into consideration Mr. Leduc's
comment. Yes, sir, what he read.
Yes.
Mr. Dwyer was going to comment. What I would like to do is I think this year it's important that the things that Mr. Leduc went over, we probably ought to include the other miscellaneous things about the salary increases and everything as part of the ordinance. He has read those in, and I think the numbers that he read, what the increases are and how we're going to do it, I think this year ought to be part of that ordinance as another section or an addendum to it, so that it helps to get a milestone as of June 30th, 2014, and we start anew after that. So if that's agreeable, it's and mainly the salary information, which you mentioned, is what we want to put in there.
That'd be great.
To be sure there's no mistake when that comes up. Excuse me.
Well, I just want to make two comments, both about public safety. First of all, this budget is this year's budget. There's no guarantee of what we'll do, if anything, next year. Our original goal was to look at the North Augusta as a standard for what we wanted to pay our people, and that one of that goal was to reduce the turnover caused by the low wages. Whether we're able to do what was put in the newspaper is another matter. That's going to have to rest until next year when we see what our revenues are. And secondly, a more mundane question. I notice on page 9 of our work session, we're buying patrol vehicles. In one case, they cost $21,500. In another case, they cost $26,000. I think in another case, there was a... No, just let me use those two as an example. Are we... And I see that we have, I don't know what they're called. I call them SUVs. Are we buying regular basic patrol cars?
I think the sheriff, chief wants to address that.
Sure. I give you an answer. This is a better answer right here.
Good. Right from the source is always the best.
As we prepared the budget, the vehicles that came up to the $26,000 were our actual patrol vehicles out on the street. We were able to use the Impalas for the investigators' vehicles, and so that would be the difference in the cost. So they are still pursuit-rated vehicles, but we have found maybe not as durable, so we didn't want to use those for patrol vehicles out on the street.
Which is which? Which is the 21,000?
The 21,000, 500, I believe, is the Impalas.
Okay, so they would be...
6,000 would be the what we had proposed to purchase the Charger.
Well, the 21, you got four of them at 21,500 in public safety patrol, and then you got two of them for community services at 26 each.
What was the first one? I'm sorry, Mr. Doyle.
It's just in public safety patrol.
Four.
And it's four of them at 21,500 each. Three take home is what it says.
I'll have to. All of our vehicles, except for my understanding, the investigators were 26,000.
26.
I'd have to refer back to my notes.
Okay. The community service isn't a special vehicle just for, it's the same as a patrol vehicle. Okay.
Yes.
That's all I wanted to make sure.
I'm sorry. Somebody to make that more confusing.
And just for your knowledge, we piggyback off the state contract. The state has a bid generally in the fall for all pursuit vehicles that SLED, counties, cities all use, and this year was Dodge Chargers. Next year could be something else. So whatever they come up with, and we're estimating what we think that price may be,
sure,
that they develop at that time. The only other ones that we have, so they got the Impalas, you got the Chargers, and then we have an SUV in some cases.
Yes.
Yep. And maybe why don't you explain what those cases are?
Well, in some, the most recent SUV we purchased was a Tahoe for the tactical vehicle, which has two people in it to carry all their bunker gear. The smaller Dodge Charger wasn't able to carry all the equipment. Also, our supervisors, typically the shift lieutenants, have an SUV to carry additional equipment for patrol.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And again, these are some of the things that we'll be looking at a little bit more closely once the budget's approved and we sit down with the various department heads on, is that the right equipment for that right position?
Does the sergeant in fire department, what does the sergeant that's assigned to shift on a fire department drive?
Well, it varies. One of them drives a pickup truck, one of them drives an Impala. Because okay. Typically they're assigned to a truck when they're working.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All the questions I have.
Thank you, Chief. Okay. We need to vote at this point in time. Do we have a motion and second? We've got that. All in favor? This is unanimous. Very good. Item 9, first reading of an ordinance to hire an operations manager to oversee capital projects, sales tax projects.
Yes, sir. We have a number of projects that have been funded in the 2004 or capital project sales tax 2 that have not been completed, and in fact some of them have not even been started. And of course we have a numerous projects that are in capital projects sales tax 3 that will be coming up soon. There's probably a handful of projects, primarily the Eustace Senior Youth Center, recreational facility on the north side, what are we going to do with the landfill, what about the connector road going from Doherty into the mall area, and then there's a few other ones getting open or green space on just inside or outside of our city limits. To facilitate moving those forward, we can use some of this money to hire an individual that will do the necessary planning and acquisition and follow through to completion for these projects. We are recommending that you hire this individual. We've given some information as to what characteristics we think would be necessary for that individual. However, between tonight's meeting and the meeting we have in 3 weeks, we're going to have a couple of council members sit down with staff to refine this, to have a better understanding what that individual will be accomplishing. So what you had tonight is first reading. By second reading, there will be some changes and modifications in here, but we're asking tonight that you approve this on first reading, and then we'll move forward with second reading and a more defined description for this individual on the next meeting.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do we have a motion and a second?
Mr. Mayor, we have waited for some time to fill this position. It's much needed for our city to manage these projects. And I move that we approve this on first reading to establish the position of, and Rod, we have a new title, Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Capital Project Sales Tax Manager.
Okay. Second.
We have a second. And do we have any discussion?
Yeah. How soon would it be posted, this position?
The position could...
After the second reading.
Right. It'd probably be this next day. And we're already getting some interest from some individuals that have heard about this. And so we'll probably have it to be filled, or the position will remain open until filled. That way, if we interview two or three people almost immediately, we could get someone in. We need to get this filled.
We do.
Sooner than later.
Yes.
And just for the record, the salary range is from $50,000 to $62,000, depending on the experience of the person.
I've got a comment. I agree we need an operations manager to oversee the capital projects, so to speak. But aren't we limiting ourselves by saying the parks, recreation, and tourism? Shouldn't the person be able to monitor some of the other CPST functions going on?
That is.
We don't have $11 billion to spend on parks and recreation. You know, somebody ought to be watching the balance of the money as far as the capital project sales tax money goes.
That's one of the changes that will probably be made between now and the next meeting.
Okay.
Well, we want to have to discuss that because we've been, as Ms. Price said, we've been looking for this manager for almost 3 years now. And we hire one, and he goes and does the other major project, which is okay. But I think we have $11 million in the bank. And we need to concentrate, at least get that work done first.
Right.
And then, then we can look at other projects. But some of these now have languished for almost 5 years that we haven't done anything on. So that would be a secondary thing to use him for. But primary would be the PRT work to get that going.
I think you're talking about the title in terms of limitation scope.
I'm talking basically the title. Right. We're restricting ourselves by specifying PRT as opposed to exactly the way it reads in our agenda, an operations manager to oversee capital projects on bullet number 9. You know, just leave it open instead. And then when we go to the memo, then it starts specifying PRT.
I certainly agree with that. Why limit it?
Right.
Why limit it? Yeah, exactly. Why limit it? Yeah.
Well, I can give you 3 years of reasons why to limit it.
Thank you.
We have hired some people in the past,
and
they still aren't here. And I would propose that we...
Well, this person,
look at
this person's going to be here.
Right.
And I would propose that once we get this $11 million done, we change the ordinance or cancel the ordinance, and it goes on and does the other work.
I don't think if we change the title, we can specify in the scope of work the priority items, but if we change the title, it would not impact the scope of work that we have assigned to the person.
I think the more flexibility we have, the better off we are. We can still assign them to what we want to be assigned to.
We have projects that we need it. We want it to focus on
well,
and get
focus on.
Right.
Yeah, these are number one. These are number two. These
but
are number
we want
three.
To make sure this person is going to take care of those first.
Yeah, I still don't understand why you would limit yourself to that.
The order is supposed to be the way the legislation was passed by the voters. You can't just cherry pick, well, just this, this, and this.
Well,
we've got some things that's been on the table for a long time.
Oh, I agree.
And we need to take care of
some of these now are pushing 10 years old that we haven't done, so they need to get the priorities up there.
I'm okay with making it more flexible. I think you can still direct them to do whichever items. I mean, they're going to do what we tell them to do, so you can call them whatever you want to and direct them to do whichever you like. The flexibility is worthwhile.
Well, we can try that. All I'll say is we haven't been very successful in the last 3 years, so maybe this council will.
Well, do you think the title makes a difference?
The city, it does.
I think if we left it at the capital projects sales tax manager, that is all inclusive, and we can determine the priorities of the projects from that.
agree.
Priorities right here. Do CPS2 first.
Right.
CPS2 projects have been languishing for 10 years.
Right. So
do those first.
Well, yeah, but
what does that have to do with what we're talking about right now?
What does that title have? Why don't you just call him the operations manager to oversee capital project sales tax project?
I don't care what you call him, Steve. It doesn't make a difference to me.
But I'm saying, if you're saying, you've got to use a left-handed wrench, is that the only, what if it's a right-handed
wrench? No, we have a list of projects that the person has to do. We just want to get on with it. I don't care what you call them.
So should we modify the title, Rod? Are you recommending today?
We have a committee of Lessie, Steve, and Reggie. They're going to be meeting in the next week to discuss this, and we could bring that back to council.
Okay. I'll remind the council, and some of you weren't here, we currently have 3 members of our current staff that's held this job before. And we have these projects that have been worked on. So whatever we do, we need to be sure and get our P's and Q's in order.
Wow, this is creating a new position. I mean, we created 3 positions for those 3, and now we're creating a 4th position?
Well, you can call it whatever you want.
I'm just trying to get clear because I wasn't one of the ones that was here. I'm just getting clear.
The first position started back in the middle of 2011.
Well, we can go way back. We can talk about all these things that have happened in the past. But what does that have to do with what we're voting on right now?
Well, Councilman asked a historic question.
We're to this point where we're about to vote to have this person, which is a first, right?
Well, he just asked a historic question.
And if you've got the flexibility to put this person wherever you may want at different times, what's the problem?
Mr. Mayor, the other point is, too, we have a hiring freeze. This person is paid from the capital sales project funds. So if this person is used in other positions, then he or she does not have a position to move to because of the designated salary for this position.
I'll just remind you, we've got nearly $60 million worth of capital project sales tax
correct.
That he can still work on or she. So as long as we get our P's and Q's in order, I'll go along with it.
Point is, if he's just the general operations manager, then you can move him around. There's plenty of money, like you say, in the capital projects fund coming in. But what if something comes up, we need, with the sewer lines or something, where we have some capital project monies dedicated. Is he not allowed to even look at it?
Not until this $11 million is finished.
This is first reading, right?
It's first reading, and I want to call for the question, but I can amend the title of this at this meeting or the next meeting. I made the motion to. Did you second it?
Yes, I did.
We got a motion and second.
Did you move to call the question?
Any?
No.
Okay. You just moved to vote. You just moved to approve.
But I had a comment to make with that motion. In terms of changing the title.
The title? What title?
The title of the individual who's going to do this assignment.
Okay.
Or we can do it at the next meeting.
All right.
Say a call for the question, we can do it at the second meeting.
Okay, show of hands. We've got a motion and second. Show of hands, please, all in favor. Okay. Passes unanimously. Under new business, item 1, consideration of approval of recommendations from the Accommodations Tax Committee for funding projects. Mr. LeDuc, please.
Yes, sir. Every year, Council receives a report from the Accommodation Tax Committee on funds that have been received from the State Department of Revenue. And tonight, this report is in front of you. And I believe the chairperson for this committee is here tonight if you have any questions.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Where is our chair?
Peggy.
Hello. Oh,
okay. She isn't here. Okay.
Is anyone here that is on the committee? That's okay. That's fine.
I'd move we approve the recommendation for additional funding distribution.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second, sir.
Second. Okay. Discussion? If not, show of hands, please. All in favor? Passes unanimously. Okay. Item 2 is the first reading of an ordinance authorizing Wayne Works Aviation LLC to transfer all of its rights to and interest in real estate located at Aiken Municipal Airport to Aiken Aviation Enterprises, LLC. Mr. Leduc.
Yes, the Airport Commission met, discussed this. They felt that this was appropriate. They unanimously approved this, and they're recommending to council the agreement between Aviation Enterprise, LLC, and WayneWorks Aviation, LLC. So this is before you for first reading tonight.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do we have a motion and second?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
Second.
Second. Discussion? If not, show of hands, please. All in favor? Passes unanimously. Item 3 is the first reading of an ordinance to revise the Village at Woodside concept plan. Mr. Leduc, please.
Yes, under a planned residential concept, the developer could come back at various times and make adjustments to that plan based on the market that is currently available to them. They would like to go ahead and change some of the area that was residential to office space. This went before the Planning Commission at their last meeting, and they unanimously approved the condition to allow these office buildings not to exceed 2 stories in height. And this is before council for first reading tonight.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do we have a motion and second?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
Second. Discussion? If not, show of hands for approval. Passes unanimously. Thought we were going to get Pat Cunning to come up and talk a little bit.
Pat says not if he doesn't
have to. I'd love to hear you talk.
As a brief aside, I would, as a brief comment on that topic, I would note that with the changes that we've made to the definition of a dwelling unit, that the 63 multifamily units probably couldn't have been done on 2.75 acres in the first place.
Good point. Okay, good. Okay, let's see. Item 4, first reading of an ordinance to rezone property at 1215 and 1219 South Boundary Avenue from RS-15 to RS-10. So we'll do this.
The Planning Commission received a recommendation that the property described at 1215 and 1219 South Boundary be rezoned from RS-15 to RS-10. Basically, this would allow this lot line that divides the two properties so that the owner could go ahead and, you know, basically use it in a way because of the grandfathering the area for residential use. The Planning Commission unanimously approved this at their last meeting. And so, again, this is first reading of an ordinance to rezone these properties from RS-15 to RS-10.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do we have a motion and second?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Discussion? If not, show of hands, please. All in favor? Passes unanimously. Item 5 is the first reading of an ordinance to amend the zoning ordinance regarding sign visibility and trees. Mr. Leduc.
I know personally over the years we have had various businesses that would come to the city, and the way our sign ordinance is written in relationship to the landscaping requirements that we have, many times the signs would be partially, or once a tree developed fully, almost completely blocked. This allows flexibility for those businesses, for those freestanding signs, so that vehicles passing by those areas could see them, and it allows the gaps necessary for this. The amendment was approved unanimously by the Planning Commission, and this is for council tonight for first reading.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do we have a motion and a second for approval?
Move to approve, Mr. Mayor.
I second.
Okay, discussion? If not, show of hands, please. All in favor? Passes unanimously. Item 6 is a recommendation from the Planning Commission regarding the definition of residential assisted living facility.
Essentially, the Planning Commission looked at the definition. They didn't see any reason to make any changes to it, and so they are voting not to make any recommendation. council does not need to make any kind of a motion on this unless you particularly would like to go ahead and make a change to this definition.
Not after 3 years.
We accept the recommendation.
Okay. We might have to call him an operations manager for this.
Okay. Under petitions and requests, summer meeting schedule for July and August of 2014. You want to say anything?
Yes, I would, because this, I think, is going to segue very nicely into an item that we discussed in the work session and that I'd like to follow up with in the public meeting. Typically, in July and August, we have one meeting so that council would have time to take their vacations or to be a little bit more relaxed. We have a number of major issues that we believe we need to move forward on, that some decisions are going to have to be made. And so we discussed in the work session forming up some council committees or subcommittees, whatever you want to call them, to deal with a number of these subjects. By doing this, hopefully we won't have to then have special called meetings on a regular basis, especially during July and August when you want to take a little bit extra time off. So the way the process would work would be 2 to 3 council members would gather with staff to discuss these various items and then come back in July or August or September with recommendations as to what we need to do on these areas. So I'm going to go ahead and read you the committee members. So you'll know which committee when you get a call or email from the office. On the SIB, or the State Infrastructure Bank status, that involves the 3 roadway projects, Hitchcock Parkway, Doherty at Whiskey, and the University roads. Councilmember Price, Ebner, and Mayor Kavanaugh have volunteered to be on that committee. On the Gem Lakes extension and the problems with the roadway, we have Councilmember Homolke, Ebner, and we have Philip Mary on it. On the storm or the FEMA and the events, especially during early on and how we reimburse employees during that time, we have Councilmembers Homolke and Dewar. If a third person would like to volunteer to be on that, we only have 2 currently.
I'll be on that.
Okay.
Which committee was that again?
This is the...
Employees pay for the storm?
Yes.
Pay in for the
overtime. Oh, yeah.
Overtime
okay.
Business.
Storm event. Okay, for the infamous capital project sales tax manager slash project slash whatever, we have Councilmember Price, Homolke, and Ebner to fight that one out. Under the staffing structure, you know, take a look at our staff and the salaries, and are we paying our people the wages due them based on a number of factors, and then looking at a couple of other policies that we'll have. We have Councilmember Homolke, Dewar, and Mayor Kavanaugh. Under the looking at the administrative finance building, what improvements, changes, recommendations we should be having there, I believe, I can't read the writing very well, but is it Philip? Is that your name?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I have Reggie. So if a third person wants to join on that, we certainly could.
Okay. What committee was that?
Gail.
Administration of Finance.
Okay. Under the... we'll get that one later. Under the municipal building, that's this building here, and what use we want to make with the lower level and what we want to do with it, we have a little bit of a dilemma. We have 4 people. So we need a volunteer to drop out, and that's Councilmember Diggs, Mary, Price, and Ebner. Does anybody want to volunteer to take the name off?
I don't mind, Roger. I think I know.
Thank you. I'm not that I'm not you off the committee, but thank you for volunteering. Okay. Under staffing, on the department directors, recreation planning, etc., and probably even including the city manager to some regards, we have Philip Mary do we have any, I don't have any other persons for that one.
And the title of it again was? Like,
this is replacement of the recreation director, planning director, looking at the city manager position.
How you can add me to that?
Yeah, we got Dick and I got Leslie. So we have Philip, Dick, and Leslie on that one. Thank you. This is the next dilemma. Need a volunteer to opt out, and that's on the Crosland Edgewood plan. I have council member Diggs, Price, Mulkey, and Ebner.
I'll buy out of that, Roger.
Okay.
No! I object to that.
And then the last one we have here is the long-term use of accommodation tax funds. We have Councilmember DeWire, and again, this is looking at what do we want to fund long-term with the approximately anywhere from about $100,000 to sometimes as much as $200,000.
This is not the money that we approve tonight. It goes through the accommodations tax committee.
This is the city accommodation tax money.
Yeah.
Currently, in the past, we've funded things at Rye Patch and Hopeland Gardens. We've done the Railroad Depot, the African-American. Right now, we have the Railroad Depot. But I know that we've had some interest from the
Pavilion.
And other things. So we have right now Councilmember DeWire. Who else would like to be on that? Ebner.
I'll do it.
And I see you over there. Okay, good. Those are the committees. And again, with the change in schedule on July and August for council meetings, this will allow some meetings. Generally, and I know this can get long at times, but we would hope that most of these committee meetings would last an hour. Sometimes maybe the first one might have to go a little bit longer. Staff would then bring back information so that hopefully in 2 to 3 meetings we could have a recommendation back to council. That would be our goal. Obviously, we're not limited to trying to push these, but we're trying to get as many things going back to council.
Can we have these meetings late in the afternoon?
Well, each meeting will be scheduled based on the participants that are involved. So if it involves 3 people that are retired, maybe at 10 in the morning. If it involves 3 individuals that are working, it may be more like 5 or 6, 7 o'clock at night. So again, it'll be a function as to what your status is during the day.
Well, I imagine if they take place after September, it'll be fine because I will actually be moving to an office in Aiken.
Okay.
I might suggest that we disseminate this list to the staff because so they'll understand if we call them about questions. At the same time, I would like for you to reiterate to everyone your expectations of how these committees would function, just so they understand.
Okay. In many local governments, there, especially in the administrative form of government, they use many times council members that will sit on, in those cases, standing committees. And there will be a finance committee, there will be a personnel committee, there will be an administrative committee, there will be a public safety committee. Then, depending if you could have one for fire, one for police, it could be one for solid waste or public works. And so there are standing committees. Under city manager form of government, we currently don't have that structure. We could, in the future, if council wants to change that, but to again move some of these projects forward, especially given the fact that the city manager, me, has been away for 3 years. I know a lot of decisions have been made, a lot of considerations have been made that I am unaware of, and this will help me and staff to get up to speed as to exactly what does council want. Staff will be involved. More than likely, I'll be at most of these meetings, if not all of them, with the idea that we could get you the right information so that you can make some decisions that you could then go back to council as, in, I think in every case, 3 individuals saying this is what we'd like to do. Council then would have an opportunity, and in most cases it would be an approval, probably, in looking at these, most of them by resolution as to this is the direction we need to go. some of them might just be an update, like on the SIB, which is talking about those three projects. After we meet and we are all on the same page, it would just be bringing back a report to council saying, this is the status, this is what we're doing, and this is where we're going. So again, we may add to this list. I'm sure that we're not going to take away until we make a resolution, but we may wind up with another half a dozen or more of things that we'll be looking at. And again, it's just a way to try to move things forward and speed up the process. Otherwise, you're sitting here, you're going to have a work session on each one of these items, and I don't think that's a good productive for your time or others. Does that answer?
That's all right. Thank you.
I just want to add that we stuck with three members of each one of these committees because the avoidance of a quorum. But if someone cannot make it to a meeting or meetings, I'm available. I'll make myself available. If you can't make it and need a...
Especially for the Quarles and the Edgewood.
Yes. Need a third person to attend. So.
Yes.
Okay. We need to vote on the schedule change if we have a motion and second to...
I so move.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Show of hands, please. All in favor of making the change.
Change the schedule.
Change of schedule for
one
July and August.
On the 14th?
Huh?
What day?
July 14th and the second Monday in August.
Yeah. All right.
Will be. It's usually the second. It's the second in each case.
When voted?
Voted?
Okay. Yeah, we voted. Did we vote?
You did.
Okay.
We did.
We did. Where were you?
Oh, you guys are quick.
We didn't explain it to you.
You got to stay awake.
Okay. Go ahead.
I would like to personally thank council that over the last 2 weeks I've met with each of you, some of you on multiple occasions, to get this budget completed and to move some things moving forward. I know it's been a lot of work on your part, and I'd like to thank you for the time that you spent with me.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you, sir.
In my packet, I had an item dated tonight for proposed requests for proposals for Northside Study. It was in my packet, but apparently not on the agenda. Or just it was information included?
Information.
That's all it is,
and
information.
I do need to mention that. And if it's on the Crossland Park, Edgewood community is Leslie and Gail and Steve. One of you is going to have to become the historian of all the prices and dollars and cents, and there's about 300 or 400 pages collected over the years. So, Steve, if you want to take on that job, I'll donate all of my paperwork that you got all the prices and all of the history behind it.
No. The committee is you, Gail, and Steve.
Right.
And But
we need...
Oh. But you've been... We need the history because a lot of this ties into Tool Hill,
right.
Ashland Oaks, and that.
Right.
And I don't know. I'm somewhat familiar with the dollars and cents, but not the history. I've been on council since Crossland Park. The item that Mr. DeWar just mentioned is a request for proposal for a plan for out there. So that committee sure needs to look at that. And this piece of paper that's in here is about $80,000 to $100,000 to do a study as well as a 20-year economic return plan on it. So that needs to be a very good discussion item because this will lead into other areas of the city that we will be doing similar stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
I just have one comment. I don't even know the gentleman's last name, but I wanted to compliment a young man named Mitch from our Public Works Department. Last night, a good friend called and had a sewer line backing up from the road into their house about 9:30 or 10 o'clock, and made some phone calls, and she made some phone calls, and I think George Gritton was alerted to it, and a young man named Mitch, and she thinks the other one's name is Dennis, came out and stayed working on her house till about 2 in the morning to get the sewer line cleaned out and pumped out so sewage would quit backing up. And I don't know Mitch, and I'm not sure if the other name was Dennis, but I wanted just to tell the story of great work done by some of our city staff.
Absolutely. Very good.
Mr. Mayor, I want to...
also acknowledge two neighborhood presidents that are in the audience, John West, Mr. West, and Betty Myers.
Yeah, Betty's back there.
Tool Hill. Thank you for coming.
Absolutely. Okay. Adjourned.
I'm not that bad, am I?